Now, he wasn't so sure. He'd pulled the corpse back up and stuffed the paper into Nell's shirt pocket to ensure a determination of suicide. But had the words really been a clue? "On the night Nell died, he told me that he solved the cryptogram and offered me this. He wrote, 'Goodbye, Stephanie,' on the pad." "How's that the solution?" Claridon asked. "I don't know. I never even thought it was until this moment. If what you're saying is true, that the journal contains intentional errors, then we were meant to find it." He thought back to Cassiopeia Vitt's apparent misstep in Avignon. Now he knew it was no mistake. "You're right. The journal's worthless. We were meant to have it." He pointed to the pad. "But maybe these two words have meaning." "What precisely did Lao say when he gave you this?" He told him exactly, ending with, "If you're smart, you might even solve the puzzle." "I recall something Lao's mentioned to me once." Claridon searched the tabletop until he found some papers. "These are the notes I made in Avignon from Stublein's book concerning Marie Daupoul's gravestone. Look here." Claridon pointed to a series of Roman numerals, MDCOLXXXI. "This was carved into the stone and is supposedly her date of death, 1681, and that's discounting the O, since there is no such Roman numeral. But Marie died in 1781, not 1681. And her age is in error, too. She was 68, not 67, as noted, when she died." Claridon gripped the pencil and wrote 1681, 67, and "Goodbye, Stephanie" on the pad. "Notice anything?" Nothing stood out, but he was never good with puzzles. "You have to think like a man in the 18th century. The solution would be simple in one respect, but difficult in another because of endless possibilities. Break up the date 1681 into two numbers, 16 and 81. 1 plus 6 equals 7. 8 plus 1 equals 9. 7, 9. Then look at 67. You can't invert the 7, but the 6 becomes a 9 when turned over. So, 7, 9 again. Count the letters in what Lars wrote to you. 7 for goodbye. 9 for Stephanie. He did leave you a clue. Open the journal to the cryptogram and try." Claridon found the drawing. He watched as Claridon counted across the rows of letters and symbols, stopping at the 7th, then the 9th, jotting down the character displayed. When he'd finished, there appeared ITEGOARCANADEI. "It's Latin," he said, seeing the words. "E tego alcana dei." He translated, "I conceal the secrets of God." Damn. "That journal is useless," he yelled. "Nell planted his own puzzle." But another thought surged through his brain. The marshal's report. It too had contained a cryptogram. One obtained from the Abbé Jalisse. One supposedly solved by the Abbé. He must have it. "There's another drawing in one of the books Marc Nell has." Claridon's eyes were aflame. "I assume you're going to get it." "When the sun rises."